USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming the new chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
We're here to welcome our outstanding new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. Mark, I want to congratulate you. You're my friend, you're my advisor, and you deserve this position. I never had a doubt. Congratulations.
Milley is replacing Marine General Joe Dunford, who is retiring. Vice President Mike Pence is also attending the formal ceremony near the Pentagon. Closing arguments are underway in the trial of a former Dallas cop accused of murder. Defense attorneys for Amber Geiger rested their case on Monday, and prosecutors did not call any more witnesses. Both sides will have an hour to summarize their case before jury deliberations start. Geiger shot a man inside his apartment last year. Her attorneys say Geiger mistook his apartment for her own and believed he was an intruder. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Defying the NCAA, California is now the first state that will allow student-athletes to make money off their name and image. Democratic Governor of California Gavin Newsom says he hopes other states follow suit.
It's going to initiate dozens of other states to introduce similar legislation, and it's going to change college sports for the better.
Student athletes are currently not allowed to make any money under NCAA rules. Iran's foreign minister has a message for the United States. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Iran's foreign minister warning the United States it won't be able to finish any war it starts with Iran. During an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Javad Zarif said U.S. intelligence agencies have launched a cyber war against Iran already. He warned the Trump administration against seeking a military solution to conflicts with Iranian-backed forces in the Middle East.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
SpaceX owner Elon Musk unveils a new prototype of a spacecraft for private trips to the moon on the 11th anniversary of his company's first successful launch of a rocket. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
The new Starship, called Mark 1, and a super heavy booster will send up to 100 people into space, then the moon, and ultimately to Mars. Also on display was Raptor, a full-flow, staged combustion rocket engine, which is powered by cryogenic methane and liquid oxygen. Musk hopes to reach Earth orbit with a Starship prototype in about 6 months, and people could start flying aboard the vehicle possibly by next year. Last year, SpaceX said they're sending Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa and other artists around the moon sometime next year. Musk said his long-term vision is to send humans to the moon and to Mars to make humanity multiplanetary. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Kansas City area school district is hitting an e-cigarette manufacturer with a lawsuit. The Olathe School Board voted on Friday to authorize a lawsuit against Juul and its retailers and the distributors on the argument that using the product poses a health risk for students. District officials are calling vaping an epidemic and add the district is taking the lead in protecting students and future leaders. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.